Hello, I'm John Francis, and I'm joined today by Marianne Penn. Well, first of all, thanks to Paul and Ruth for presenting part one. Now, we'll be reading part two, where we have two more sets of news items from the evening news and another feature. We also have our usual information desk, so why don't we start off with that? And here's Marianne to introduce it.
Hello. Now let's see what we have for you. We have some information about events at Vision Norfolk, but first of all, one or two messages from our own team. I can also add at this point that we have just talked following this recording. As an advance notice, we also have next week our quarterly chat around. There have been no stamps to thank you for this week. No messages left for us in your yellow wallets. So all we can do is to say we hope you all enjoy the sudden spell of warm autumn weather after the wind and rain we've been having over the past weeks. Best wishes for the forthcoming weekend. We had a nice phone call with Mrs. Shirley Brown, who said how much she enjoys Chatterbox, and thank you very much.
Another reminder for a performance of Aladdin on Monday the 30th of December 2024 at 2:30. A magic lamp and three wishes. What would you wish for? This one starring the Norwich favourite Joe Cuccini. Follow Aladdin in our Genie Us production as he dreams of finding love and making his fortune. Will it be that simple? Of course not. It's a pantomime. Tickets for this audio-described performance are priced at £40, including an essential companion if required. Please book by Thursday the 31st of October by calling Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341.
Come along to Vision Norfolk's monthly coffee morning at the Bradbury Hub, held on the fourth Monday of the month from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Please contact Richard Poley on 01603 573 000 if you would like to come along. The next session will be on the 28th of October.
F-Stop Eyes is the visually impaired photography group. Now, this group meets on the first and third Friday of the month from 1:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon, when it either holds indoor sessions offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over coffee, or outdoor meetings that are photo shoots around the city or in the countryside. Well, the next meetings are these: indoor meeting on Friday the 1st of November, outdoor meeting Friday the 15th of November.
You are invited by Wyndham Players to an audio-described performance of Secondary Cause of Death by Peter Gordon, the hilarious comedy with Inspector Pratt at the Central Hall Wyndham. Performances are from Wednesday the 20th to Saturday the 23rd of November at 7:45 p.m. with a 2 p.m. Saturday matinee. They offer audio description at any of these performances and also offer to give sighted guide assistance from the bus stop at Wyndham Marketplace for the Saturday matinee performance. Please contact Georgette Vale on 01953 605 434 or 07867 681839 or email secretary@wyndhamplayers.org.uk to book for audio description or for queries.
Harleston Players, established 1927, usually put on three main productions a year, with occasional youth productions and one-offs. These are mostly performed at the Harleston Sandcraft Academy, with some productions also toured to local theatres and venues. This autumn's production is Dad's Army, with four episodes adapted for stage performance. The dates are Friday the 25th of October, Saturday the 26th of October, and Thursday the 31st of October, Friday the 1st of November, and Saturday the 2nd of November. There's also an afternoon performance on November the 2nd. Now, following the lead of Wyndham Players, who seem to be the first amateur group to provide this service, we are going to provide audio description for both performances on November the 2nd. Wyndham have kindly lent some equipment to use, and we'll have the facility for up to 10 people. Roy Goodwin is taking the lead in this, a long-serving player. He is assisted by Tracy Reeve, who's attended many performances before, but has suffered deteriorating eyesight for 30 years and is now almost totally blind. By attending rehearsals together, they're making a hopefully clear and concise script to relate what a blind or partially sighted person cannot see. This will be relayed via earpieces from small receivers on ribbon around the neck. Starting 10 minutes before curtain up, it will continue throughout the performance, in between scenes, and without cutting into the dialogue on stage. We hope that this service for those with sight problems will be a big help to enjoy live theatre, and may possibly make the difference between attending such performances or not. Although tickets are available from Robinson's Traditional Stationers in Harleston, or online at www.harlestonplayers.co.uk. To book for audio description on either performance on November the 2nd, please contact Roy on 07768 847 175 or email roygoodwin53@gmail.com or for any other information.
Vision Norfolk's Telefriend service offers a free, friendly, confidential listening ear to anyone experiencing sight loss across the Norfolk area. The service gives you the opportunity to set up a weekly call with Vision Norfolk volunteer to check in and chat, with calls being made for as long as you require the service. The same volunteer will call each week, giving you the chance to get to know each other. You do not have to talk about sight loss. You can simply chat about your memories or what is going on in your life. All the volunteers have access to information about our services, so they can also help recommend activities and services, answer questions, or pass your feedback on to the right member of staff. All our volunteers are trained and DBS checked. Many have experience with sight loss and work within other parts of the charity. The service is designed to give you a chance to talk about your concerns and reduce social isolation. Please note, this is not a professional advice or counselling service. We have some keen, friendly volunteers waiting on the other side of the phone right now, so please get in contact with Mark Smith if you are interested.